The Grind.
It's The Grind
with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, Mr. Big Star.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
Yes.
They thought that I would crumble,
but they were so wrong.
You held my hand and
encouraged me to stand.
And when they said I couldn't do it, I heard you say,
you said yes, you
gotta
can.
Gotta sing it one more time.
Yes. They thought that I'd be weak,
but you made me strong.
You see, they thought.
Yeah.
Remember, you can. He said you can, so you can. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Grind bright and early on this Thursday morning.
Yes.
I tell you what, we getting it in. We got our coffee. We pumped up. We're excited about not just the show, but we're excited about life. Ladies and gentlemen, sliding through the house like risky business in here, thinking outside the box, you know, trying to figure out, okay, what's our next move? How do we make our next move our best move? And trying to figure out how we're just going to live the life that we've always wanted to live and you know, not let anybody confine us or anything confine us, not to be put inside of the box that society and tradition will put us in, but just trying to be creators, trying to be the people that God called us to be. So, you know, as they say in the military, you know, be all you can be. Be all that you can be. And I'm telling you on this show, get outside of yourself right now. Get yourself out of the way. I need for you guys to start thinking outside the box. Start to align yourself. Start to think about partnership. And do this for me. Text out this number to somebody that you know may be benefiting or ready to benefit from this show this morning, The Power of Partnership. Go ahead and text out this number. Tell them to dial into The Grind, 657-383-1291, and say, you know what, I promise you'll be blessed this morning in some way, shape, form, or fashion. You know, something's going to happen when you dial in and listen to The Grind. So, you know, for all of you faithful Blog Talk Radio listeners, The Grind listeners, go ahead and, you know the number. If you want to text me with any concerns, any complaints, any comments that you may have, you know, about the topic today, guess what? I'm going to say it. We're going to say it because this is the realest show ever, unscripted conversation. We're not confined. Nobody can put us inside the box at all. So we want to go ahead and get you guys to text in to The Grind line at 678-744-6188. Again, 678-744-6188. And, you know, I want to go ahead and I want to pull something up here because I hope everybody can hear me this morning. I am actually going to pull something up on my phone. Yes. All right. So I hope you guys had. What is my wife doing this morning?
I'm good.
Sometimes you just don't know. But you know what? We're going to get that too. I love it, man. I love it. Look, the power of partnership, man, right here on The Grind this morning. You know, I want to play another song, but I want to talk about something right quick. You know, for you guys, because I said earlier, I talked about thinking outside the box. And, you know, when you're open to what God will have you do, and if you're on the path that God has you on, then it's easier to think outside the box, right? So if you're thinking outside the box, that opens up all sorts of things for you. You become that person that can create things, not because you want to create them, but because they're necessary. You know, we always say inspire or expire. Which one will you do? You were put on this earth to inspire. So if you're not inspiring somebody, to do something that they've never done before, to be somebody that they've never been before, then guess what? You're either going to inspire somebody or you're going to expire. The world will just pass you by and you'll be trying to figure out exactly what happened. What happened? How did I all of a sudden wake up and I'm here? I'm still where I was 3 years ago. I'm still where I was 5 years ago. Why am I not moving forward? Man, that's a whole nother show. And I'm telling you, I want to get into that. But, I've talked about that before. But I'm going to set this show up because I'm excited to have, you know, millionaire mompreneur extraordinary Miss Pam McCray on the show with me this morning, a.k.a. my wife, my phenomenal wife, a.k.a. my beautiful, my lovely wife, you know, Miss Pam McCray. Miss McCray, say hello to Grindland.
Well, good morning to everyone, and I just want to give it right back up to you, my phenomenal husband. Just so proud and of all that you're doing, all that you're able to accomplish, and you know, just glad to be on this grind with you together. But I just want to say to each and every one of you that are listening in this morning, it's always exciting just to be able to jump on and just really speak from the heart, you know, where there's no scripted conversation. We're just going to have a conversation this morning. And so hello to everybody. He kicked it off with my song of the year, and I said, yes, you can. And, you know, you got to wake up every morning believing that, knowing that. And I can tell you that I listen to that song all throughout the day, every single day, because I know that 2017 is definitely a year of greatness. So to each and every one of you, Welcome to the grind.
So, you know, ladies and gentlemen, sit back. You know, we're going to talk about, you know, quite a few things on the show this morning. You know, some of you may think that this is just all about relationships. You know, we got a little bit of that for
just
you this morning.
Bit. Just a little bit.
You know, but partnerships span over a lot, but you know, there's one thing that you're really doing in the essence of a partnership. You're sharing a person's life. And, you know, I want you guys to dig into this and just, you know, just prove with it, all right?
Yeah.
Man, I wish y'all could have heard me and Pam singing that song, man.
Woo!
We should have unmuted,
yes.
Boy. Woo, we was harmonizing. I think we missed our calling, boy. Woo, but when they hit that, yeah, we thought we was the shy light, the Temptations up in here, man.
Right.
Share my life, trust in me, believe in me. Man, all kind of the components of, you know, a partnership, you know, and that just doesn't, just really doesn't span into relationships, man. That really spans over really partnerships in general, because in a partnership, you know, what are you doing? You're trying to figure out if you're in alignment with that person or with that organization, or is that organization in alignment with you? You know, I mean, there's a lot of different things that, you know, that come to mind when you talk about partnerships. But, you know, let me give you what the world says about partnerships, the dictionary. You know, partnerships, it says that partnerships present the involved parties with complex negotiation and special challenges. Lord knows that's true. That must be navigated unto agreement.
Hmm.
Overarching goals, levels of give and take, areas of responsibility, lines of authority and succession, or lines of authority and legacy is what I want to change it to. So that's what Mr. Webster says about, Mr. Wikipedia says about
Wikipedia.
Partnerships. If you want to look that up for all of y'all information gurus. But here's what I believe wholeheartedly, and you can't shake me on this because it's the foundation of a 28-year marriage, okay? So I believe that there's spiritual, mental, physical, and of course there's a legal partnership, which doesn't really bring in a whole bunch of bearing, but I had to throw that in there because there is a such thing as a legal partnership. So, you know, and we should all have at least a topical idea of how all of those work. So notice I said topical, right? Topical. So you need to have that topical idea of exactly how all of those work, or, you know, a good overview. All right. So I want to set the stage by saying, you know, the hierarchy of a partnership is, all right, the hierarchy of a partnership is that God handles the spiritual, right? God handles the spiritual, which is shown in the mental and acted upon in the physical. So let me say that again. I don't want to preach, but I want y'all to get that. The hierarchy is that God handles the spiritual, comes first, which is shown in the mental, or for all of you word gurus, which is manifested in the mental and acted upon in the physical. Nothing happens in the physical unless it comes from the mental, right? So, of course, legal is man's law, and we'll find that there are no hiccups in the spiritual, when the spiritual and mental are strong, all right? But when the spiritual and mental are weak, that's when the problems come. That's when the hiccups come. That's when people start saying, well, what's yours and what's mine? You know, how much money do you have and how much money do I have? Oh, no, that's mine. That's not yours. Oh, no, that belongs to me. Don't touch that. You know what? I'm getting ready to leave this joker. I'm getting half of everything he got. You know what? I'm getting ready to kick her out, and I ain't giving her nothing. I mean, those are all the things that are said when the spiritual and the mental just aren't in alignment, right? There's no alignment. And I want to start by saying this morning, ladies and gentlemen, check your alignment. All right. So it's just like a car. All right. Right, Pamela, because she knows the example I'm getting ready to use this morning. All right. Y'all know I bought my wife a Maserati, a drop-top Maserati for her birthday.
Why you got to go there this morning?
Yeah, she don't want me to go there. But I'm going to go there.
It was actually 1 year ago today.
1 year ago today. That was the day or yesterday?
It was yesterday.
One year. bought her a drop top Maserati, and you know, the maintenance on that Maserati is like none other. Okay, like none other. So, you know, did a little research, found that out, but you know, was willing to take on the brunt. But here's what happened. When I talk about alignment, all right, when something is out of line, what does it do?
Pulls to the left, pulls to the right.
Right. So there's not out of line. You can't stay on the right course. Right. So my wife's driving one day, hits a curve. All right. It's kind of this bangs into the curve and says, oops, you know, no love lost, you know, not no harm, no foul. But she came home, she told me, I hit a curve kind of hard today.
Can you fix my rim?
Yeah, can you fix my rim? I knocked the paint off my rim. Now, that was her concern. She knocked the paint off her rim. So when I get in the car, I'm driving, and I notice, okay, it's taking bumps a little hard. You know, it's pulling to the right now. You know, it's not a line. I can tell. So I go to the, I take it down to the Maserati dealership, and they say, well, Mr. McCray, just how hard did your wife hit that curve?
And just a little bit.
She said, just a little bit. And he said, well, it may have been just a little more than just a little bit because, you know, just a little bit of hitting the curve threw the car so far out of alignment that it bent the, what was that thing called,
strut.
Pam? The strut. It bent the strut, y'all. But that was a hard hit on the curb, right? So there's a little bit of embellishment in there on how hard the curb was hit. But I want y'all to get this because, you know, transparency creates currency, all right? And somebody's going to have some gaps bridge here. So he said that's going to cost you. The strut is $2,300, all right? $2,300 for the strut, not two struts, one strut. Okay, it's going to cost you $400 just to put it on. So we're looking at $2,700 for a minor hit. So, but you can't drive the vehicle continuously out of line. And then the guy says, hey, if you change one, you got to change the other one. It's just smart thinking. Makes sense. So I said, wow, so this turned into a $5,000 plus stint. You know, that we're looking at here. So I said that to talk about alignment, to show you how important alignment is. I'm sure my wife didn't understand because she's all about the transparency. So, ain't that right, Pam?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I am. I'm all about the transparency. But I'm telling you, I only hit that curve just a little bit. Just a little bit. I said, oops, that's the curve.
That's it.
So coming into the neighborhood. So
that was coming to the neighborhood.
2 miles per minute.
2 miles per minute, y'all. Per minute.
Oh, wait a minute. Yeah.
I'm okay with that. We can have a new mile per hour. Y'all, welcome to our world, man. We have these conversations all day, every day. So, you know, we have a blast around here, man. But I wanted to bring that out to talk about the partnership aspect and how it needs to be in alignment, you know, to what's going on. And, you know, you can talk about the spirituality because I want to get into that kind of heavy because I want us to understand, you know, how the spirituality plays into this, or how, you know, the spiritual plays into this, because, you know, I believe that spirituality places an emphasis on the well-being of the mind, body, and the spirit. Now, some of you on the line, you're saying, you know, no, spirituality, you know, is going to church, you know, and listening to your pastor and yada 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 yada.
No, it's not. And it's more than that.
It's deeper than that. It's about Pam said it's deep. It's deeper. It's about that oneness with your creator, right? It's about that oneness. Now I'm gonna throw something in there for free for you guys because when we mix up spirituality with religion, things kind of get kind of out of whack. Things kind of get kind of out of alignment. So, you know, some of us think that, you know, we are in this religion and that religion. There's a lot of different religions for those of you that didn't know. When I say a lot, I mean a lot. There are a lot of different religions. There's not just, you know, Christianity or Catholicism or Lutheranism. There are a lot of different religions out there. Some of you didn't even know Lutheranism was a religion. But it is. But it's based on a person's or a group's belief, right? So think about religion. You know, at a deeper level, most people think that it involves a person's self-identity and feeling loved by God. And I can, you know, I can buy into that. I'm cool with that. But when you put religion together, I'm going to drop something on you guys, all right? Write this down. I'm going to drop it on you. When you put religion together with spirituality, you think about, you know, you think about the Christian belief, all right? You think about that religion. You think about when Jesus came. What was the main reason, Pam, that Jesus came to earth?
So that he can bear all of our sins and so that we can live eternally and have eternal life.
Right. And ultimately, what was the agonizing thing that he needed to do when he came here?
He had to die for us. He had to literally get on the cross and die for everything that he knew that we would go through in life, everything that we would struggle through, every sin. He had to bear it all on the cross, be crucified.
Right. So there had to be a vehicle, though, right?
Absolutely.
So y'all get this, catch this. All right. Spirituality and religion. When you put them together, I'm going to show you guys what happens. All right. Jesus came to down the cross, as Pam said, for the remission of our sins. Right. What made that happen? What was the one thing that made that happen? What if he had just came and been Jesus and said that, you know, I'm the Son of God? What would have happened? Nothing. The only thing that got Jesus to the cross was religion, because of Christianity, right? So when they found out that he was a Christian, that was it. At that point, he had to die. So that was the vehicle that got him to the cross. So it's important that we not add spirituality to all of these different religions and define spirituality, because it's mind, body, and spirit, right? So, but when you really start studying spirituality and digging into it, man, you really need to be prepared to get your degree in theology, because you get more and more confused, because there are a lot of different views on exactly what spirituality is. But I just gave you guys what I believe. You believe what you want to believe, okay? But, and I'm going to believe what I want to believe that's going to further, you know, my relationship with God and move me further, okay? So let's talk about partnership. Pam, when you talk about partnership, when you think about partnership, you know, what do you think about from a, let's just talk about from a marital perspective?
Well, from a marital perspective, I would have to say partnership means that you come together, and it's more than just a relationship. Partnership means that you're on one accord. You remove, just like we talk about all the time, you remove that one one mind thinking, and you become that we mentality. Like we always said from the very beginning of our relationship, everything that we did was we. It wasn't about ourselves. You remove all selfishness when it comes time to being in a relationship, being in a marriage, and having that partnership, being on that one accord. You know, having the same vision, you know, for the family, for your life. And, you know, it just goes way beyond that whole relationship piece, because the relationship is just a connection. But when you get into the partnership and you move from that relationship, in the very beginning, it could be start off as a relationship. But then mm-hmm. it begins to move into the partnership, which brings about so much more, because it brings about more strength to that relationship. It means that together, because you're no longer one, you can accomplish greatness in life. So it brings about that team mentality, knowing that you have to lay aside some of your personal feelings and be able to adjust to the feelings of others, and to really get on that one accord that God has called us to be on, being of that like-minded faith, being of that like-minded everything, you know, in order to be able to progress in life and to move forward as a family unit.
So true. I like that. I mean, and you touched on a lot of different points, you know, of what a real partnership is in a marriage, and what keeps it, what really keeps it afloat. You know, would you agree that partnerships require accountability, though?
Oh, absolutely. You have to be accountable. If you can't be accountable to one another, your partnership, your relationship won't even work. Forget, you know, partnership. You'll never move from that relationship, and it'll end up pretty much falling apart if you don't have that accountability piece. That's everything.
Right. I mean, we touched on this on an earlier show. We talked about relationships, you know, versus partnerships. And what she's saying is that we all know that relationships spawn into partnerships, or they should.
Right, they okay? should.
They should, but, you know, they don't all the time. But the reason they get stymied or stifled or they sit in one spot is because, you know, the relationship never evolves past that level because there's no vision. There's no vision. The Bible says, my people perish for lack of vision. So,
right.
you know, there was the physical perishing for lack of vision, which was, you know, the Israelites, you know, wandering in the wilderness for 40 years, you know, for lack of vision. You know, there was Moses not being able to get into the promised land for lack of vision.
Right.
You know, getting mad because he couldn't visualize and say, okay, you know, what any obstacle that's in front of me, God is going to, you know, conquer that obstacle for me, and I have the strength to overcome. I'm an overcomer. I can do all things, right? We say these things, but we don't believe these things. So belief is a large part of what we do, you know. And when Moses got to the Red Sea, he said, you know, everybody and Moses, hey, Lord, you brought us this far. You know, how are you going to bring us past this sea? And we got this big, vast sea. How do we get past the sea? You just brought us out here to die. We could have just kept being slaves. All of a sudden, being a slave sounded good. That's amazing. So all of a sudden, we all know the story that, you know, God parted the Red Sea and the Israelites had to go through on dry land. And at that point, enveloped the enemies that came behind them. All right. So man, talking about the partnerships and the accountability and believing in where we're going, we have to know that I have to be accountable to you, Pam.
Right.
And you have to be accountable to me. And if we're no longer accountable to each other, then that's going to bring about the strife that's going to tear our relationship apart. And I was going to jump past this, but, you know, God is saying, stay here for a minute. Stay here for just a minute. Because, you know, I believe somebody out there is dealing with, you know, this very piece right here, the accountability, because alignment is important in marriage as well as in business,
right,
and everything else, because you can't reach the vision. Pam's car can't drive straight on the road without the proper alignment, right? So if something is out of alignment, then the simple thing to do, or the normal thing to do, would be to realign it. So how do you realign your relationship? How do you realign that relationship to get it to the point of being a partnership? Because we just read, we already know that in a partnership, there are certain things that are defined in a partnership that need to be accounted for, things that need to be talked about, certain things that need to be put in place so that we can move this thing from a relationship to a partnership. Now, partnership has all of the perks and privileges and feel good of the relationship, but now we're taking all of that and we're putting it over here on this track, and it's now going to get us to the vision to where we're trying to be. So now to get to that vision as a partnership, as husband and wife, as a family unit, all the kids involved, everybody has to be in alignment, right? So at that point, we have to set goals,
right,
for ourselves. And everybody clearly has to know those goals. If a quarterback goes out on the field and he calls, you know, 27 shag left, you know, flea flicker right, if the whole team doesn't know what that is, Pam,
right,
can the whole team do that play?
No, they cannot. The whole team has to know it.
Whole team has
that,
to know
if you call that play in this house, I'd be very confused.
I'll be confused myself because I don't even know what that play is. So the McCray playbook does not have that play in it.
Right? We'd be all over the place, right?
But in marriage, it has to be the same way. You have to make sure that you're in alignment with your assignment. And if you're not in alignment, that means that something is veering off track. So as it's veering off track, you've got to realign it. In order to realign it, that means you're going to have to figure out, okay, exactly where did we come out of alignment at? What happened? Where did the wheel start to get shaky? Where did we start to veer left? And you have to back up to that point.
Right.
And figure out what happened. You can't just kind of like smooth over it. You cannot just run past it. You can't even walk past it, because eventually at some juncture in your relationship down the road, it will be the big pink elephant sitting in the room. And he just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. So you have to back up and you have to address that piece. Okay. And here's the key. And here's what kind of, I guess is kind of like the straw that breaks the camel's back in a lot of relationships, is that when only one person is willing to back up to figure out what the problem is in order to fix it, then there, you can never be in alignment. And if you're never willing to admit that you were W-R-O-N-G about something, you can never be in alignment. If your only premise, your only goal in your relationship is to always point out how wrong your partner is, then that partnership is not going to last. It really won't even spawn into a partnership. So how do you get back into alignment? How do you realign your relationship back up to the point to where the wheels got shaky? Back up to the point to where you started to veer off track. Fix that section of the track that is broken, and then move forward. Now, some of you are saying, that's easier said than done. Easier said than done. And then I would say, why? I would say, why?
Well, I mean, I think that all boils down to, you know, you got to go back and to where those wheels begin to fall off and get shaken. You got to communicate. You know, typically that's in a partnership, relationship, partnership. That's where the wheels begin to get shaky, because that communication gap begins to happen. Mm-hmm. And when that communication gap begins to happen and that accountability piece is not there, then what's going to end up happening is that partnership is going to begin to get out of alignment. And if it's not in alignment, then it can't move forward with its assignment. You know, mm-hmm. it all works hand in hand and goes together. So communication mm-hmm. is the key.
And it's hard sometimes.
Right. It's very, yeah. It
because
can be.
There's certain, you know, when one person in the relationship starts to think differently than the other person, then that's when, you know, the partnership gets further and further away. And, you know, sometimes people have their own agendas, and sometimes we go into relationships and they don't really, they're relationships that we should have never really been in the first place, because they were based on, you know, really lust and not love. So, you know, we talked about that, you know, as well. But, you know, I want to jump right into, you know, past the partner section and talk about, you know, the vision that it takes to get to that partnership. You know, our individual goals are aligned to get us to the same thing, but maybe not at the same time. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. We ultimately know that we want to be on an island in Fiji, okay, sipping on coconut water and watching the waves crash. We all know that. That's the vision. But we all may not be there mentally at the same time. We definitely want to be there physically for something like that. But mentally, in a relationship that has spawned itself or grew itself into a partnership, then at that point in time is when you realize that, okay, maybe I'm growing or she's growing maybe a little bit faster than me. But see, how does that happen? How do you grow together? There has to be a sharing of knowledge.
Right. And, you know, I want to add, too, you know, with the partnership and that vision where you're talking about everyone, you know, you may not be there together.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when it comes overall in the partnership, you have that one vision. You know exactly where you're going. You know exactly the whole goal, the destiny that you're looking to get to. But in a partnership, everyone adds a piece to it. So there's individuality in the midst of that partnership, but together, you know, because mm-hmm. of the gifts that each one brings,
right.
Now it creates that partnership, and those gifts together collectively are now going to bring the power of that partnership in order to really make it work, in order to keep that thing in alignment, in order to, you know, stay on the course. So, you know, I think that's a very key piece, too.
Mm-hmm.
To creating that partnership that's really going to take you to the next level, take you to the destination that, you know, at the end of the day, that one vision, the path that you're on, the goals that
right.
we have set. Yeah.
Yeah. The goals.
Right.
I mean, the goals to get to that vision. I mean, that that's what's going to make or break you.
Right.
So when you're setting those goals and in a good relationship, you know, there are a lot of, you know, unspoken things that you really just feel. And we have to be in tune with what we feel. And when one partner is not in tune with the other partner, then it's always going to bring a certain feeling. And it's a very uneasy feeling. So some of us are maybe unequally yoked. And, you know, some of us maybe just, you know, I want to get there first. And there's some competition in the marriage, you know, and this and that. But, you know, but you're still in the relationship phase. Because when you're in the partnership phase, that means I need to be successful. You need to be successful. We need to be successful together.
Right.
In order to achieve this vision. So that's what happens when you say, what? I'm going to buy into a vision that's larger than myself. Now you need to partner with somebody. Now you have to be accountable to somebody,
right,
in order to achieve that vision. So if it's larger than you, I need somebody to help me. So when you know you need somebody to help you, your help me, then that's exactly why you are going to bring that person with you. No matter what, no matter what anybody says, no matter what anybody does, I need my partner with me. When you start feeling that way about your partner, and then your partner starts feeling that way about you, there becomes that inseparable vision that you have, and that accountability to one another, and it's unshakable, unwaverable. Nobody can put a wedge. Nobody can put a wedge in between you. When you get to that point, right at that point is when you know that we're both walking on the same track.
Right.
Everything is in alignment. Okay. There's no spirit of competition in the house. There is no mine and yours. There's a level of belief. There's trust. There's, you know, we just talked about it. Kim just talked about it.
No selfish ambition.
Yeah. Share my life. Right. Mm-hmm. No selfish ambition. He said, share my life. Share, trust in me. Believe in me. That's what it requires. And a lot of us are building businesses and we've aligned ourselves in business. And there is no belief. There is no trust. You're not trying to share the vision. You're trying to create your own vision. You have to have no accountability. You have to have a vision that's larger than yourself in order to be successful. You have to be crazy enough to set a vision and goals so outrageous and outlandish that people around you are saying, you're crazy. You're crazy. There's no way you're going to accomplish that. And you're saying, watch me. Watch me. But here's what happens in business a lot of times, okay? Because we talk about the promises, the power, and the promises of partnership.
Right.
So when you've gotten the power of true partnership, then that means now you're expecting the promises of that partnership. Okay. So spirit, work, marriage, health, you know, they're all checkpoints of that long lasting, productive partnership. Right. But you know, what are the promises? You know, what a lot of us do, we don't believe enough to get to those promises. Mm. We don't plug in. We don't plug in. We're not all in. We don't believe emphatically that what they say is going to happen. You don't even believe that what you say is going to happen. But we plug in, and it's like the iron or anything that you plug into an outlet. Sometimes you could plug it in squarely, and then you could start to do things and jiggle out of alignment and stop practicing the principles, and that plug jiggles halfway out of the hole. And you either get a reduced power or a lack of power. But to everybody else, it looks as if you're plugged in, and you're really not, because you've come out of alignment. And when you're not working towards your goals, right? When you're not working towards your goals and your vision, I mean, you are literally, as they say, creating spiritual suicide, because you were put here to either inspire or expire. So with that understanding, you have to be moving forward and doing something, right, that puts you in alignment, that puts you in accountability, that you're going to make sure that you're plugged in squarely. It's time out for me to stop playing like I'm in a partnership, and it's time for me to start acting and showing the action of being in a partnership. Selflessness, right?
Right.
selflessness, you know, belief, you know, buying into the vision, setting the goals, and actually, yeah, going, getting out, doing those goals, accomplishing the goals. Action is the one thing, see, that people miss. Motivation gets you started. Self-discipline keeps you going. We can motivate all day. You can listen to tons of audio and get motivated. You could be motivated at 8 this morning, and by 12 noon, you are right where you were at 8 this morning before you listen to the motivation. Because you lack self-discipline.
Right.
Yeah, motivation lasts for a moment. It gets you going, you know, but it doesn't keep you going. So that self-discipline is the piece that really powers the partnership. And the foundation of that is that you have to be able to have those three components in check. Mind, body, soul. It has to be the trifecta. It has to be, the spiritual has to be right. The mental has to be right. And the physical has to be right. Pam and I, we know that we have to spiritually be online and be in alignment with the same thing. We have to believe the same thing, or else there's going to be a rift in our house. Okay. Mentally, we have to think the same way for this partnership to work. Right. And definitely physically, all right, now this is a touchy subject. Some of y'all going to get pissed off right now. This is that moment when y'all hang up the phone and say, he ain't talking to me. He's not talking to me. Some of you have to be even physically in alignment with one another. What happens in a house when one person is getting healthy and the other person isn't?
Oh, that's going to cause a problem.
It's going to cause the two things, right, that's going to happen.
Absolutely.
That person either is going to say, the person that's getting healthy, And they're concerned about the health. That person's gonna say, "Come on, baby, you know, let's you know, work out with me or eat right with me. Don't eat that. Look, I'm not gonna buy that." Okay. And the second thing that's gonna happen is, or that person that's unhealthy is gonna try and get that person to come to their side. But I don't know why you're trying to get all skinny and stuff. I don't even like skinny people. I don't even know why you're trying to eat all that stuff, man. You know, that stuff costs a lot of money. You know, we can't afford that stuff. You know, our health isn't worth spending an extra dollar to.
Hmm.
We got stuff that we have to do. I'm not worried about that. I've been this way all my life. I'm going to die like this. This is how I am. This is all I've always done. That's the conversations that are had when things are out of alignment physically in a house. So if you're a spouse, I'm telling you, this is the grind. This is the realest show ever. Unscripted conversation. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to piss you off right now. Okay? If you're in a house and you are unequally yoked physically, the person that's trying to get you to do the right thing from a health perspective, if you are not listening to them and trying to better yourself, not for yourself. We talked about selflessness. Okay? Not for just for yourself, but for your family. If you're still going down the unhealthy road, then you are the problem. You are the reason why your family is unaligned. And you can say, well, you know what? What if both of us are just unhealthy and eating whatever we want to eat anytime we want to eat it? Well, you won't reach your vision because you'll die before you get there. Let's just keep it 100 on this call as we always do. What do you think, Pam? What do you think?
No, you know, I agree with you. You have to... you know, you got to be in alignment. It's everything. You can't have one person, you know, attempting to do one thing and the other person's not, because it's going to definitely take you off course. But at the end of the day, when you look at that, you know, in a partnership, you know, we cannot change a person. That's one thing I think that you have to realize, that in a relationship that's going to turn into a partnership, you cannot change that person. That person has to have the mindset to want to change themselves.
That's right.
And that's going to create that oneness, because, you know, sometimes we end up in relationships and we think, oh, let me go ahead and get involved in this relationship and I'm going to be able to change this person into the person that I want this person to be. Okay. But you cannot change that person into the person that you want them to be, or even in any type of partnership. Okay. I don't care what you're looking at. It could be in ministry. It could be in business. It could be in whatever. It is what it is. But at the end of the day, that person, that business relationship, you know, that ministry and its teaching, it's got to be willing to change in order for it to in order for that connection to continue to move forward and to continue to grow. So you can't be on, on a different path. It truly is that mind, body, spirit, all lining up. Even in the Word of God, it talks about in Philippians where Paul was saying how, make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and of one mind. It's going to take that. It's going to take that alignment. It's going to take, that unity, that one accord, which now is going to bring about the success. It's going to bring about the clarity and the vision, because you got to be clear and on the same page in order to meet the vision that, we have for that partnership.
That's right. That's right. And, and great points, because, alignment, y'all keep hearing that same word, alignment, alignment,
right.
Alignment. If you're not in alignment, you can't complete your assignment. Ask yourself, what is my assignment? What have I bought into? Or have you bought into anything? Or are you just sitting back playing it safe? The worst risk that you can ever take in life is no risk at all. When you sit back and do nothing about nothing, then you will be nothing.
Right.
Nothing from nothing always absolutely leaves nothing. So some of us are wondering, why am I not there? Why will my relationship not spawn into a partnership? Why does nobody want to partner with me? Why am I still sitting here trying to tell my husband or my wife that, they should do this or this, because you're not doing it?
Ooh, imagine if you take that over to the side of business partnership. Why are they not wanting to partner with me? Think about that.
You're not partnerable. It's not even a word. I just made that up. You're not partnerable. All right? Look at yourself. This is that mirror time. Look in the mirror. And you say, I don't want to. It's not about how I look. No, but when you look in the mirror, nobody's there but you and you. You look at yourself and you say, okay, what is it about me that I need to work on? And be real with yourself. And some of you say, would I partner with me? Absolutely, I partner with me, because that's the easy way out, just to say, yeah. But the road less traveled is the most successful road. You do what's hard now, you have it easy later, right? So what are some of the points of alignment? So let's just outline those. Belief. All right. Definite belief. You got to be able to believe, in, your partner, in marriage, business, the company that you're in. If you're partnering with a company, then you have to believe in that company. Pam and I can tell you unequivocally that, our partnership with Total Life Changes, we believe in everything that they stand for.
Absolutely.
Lose 5 pounds in 5 days and get fit. We believe in every bit of that, because it taps into everything that we believe in, that we hold dear. So the belief is there. The commitment is there. The viability is what you do. Is what you're doing viable? Is it still yielding results? Are the products still working? Is the compensation plan still paying?
Absolutely.
If that's a yes and a yes, then why are you still sitting?
Right. And that's in any company that you do.
Why are you still doing nothing?
You got to believe in it.
Why are you still doing nothing? If those two things are there, the motivation is there. So let me back up. You got the belief. All right. You got the commitment one side from the company, because they're doing their part, because the viability is there. The products work and the compensation plan works. And the motivation is all around you. The only thing that is lacking that can only come from you is the action.
The act of doing.
Doing.
Right.
If you're not doing,
put them all down.
If you're not moving, then you're sitting still. See, we take on all of those components, and then we try to throw dirt over the ones that we know are there, because we're not willing to conquer the one thing that we know we can affect, and it's us. You can only affect what you do. You can't affect what somebody else does. We lead in everything we do. I don't care if it's a relationship, a partnership. I don't care if it's in a marriage or if it's in business. We lead simply by example.
Inspiring or expiring.
Inspire
just like
or
you just said. That's how.
You cannot lead from the back. You have to lead from the front. And that's in anything. Some of you are saying, why is my marriage failing? Why is my business failing? Why am I not prospering in what I do? Because you're too concerned about failing and you're not concerned enough about doing and acting. You're too cautious, not willing to take a risk. You're not willing to step out on faith and believe in something so strong and so intently that people think you're crazy. You're not willing to go all in on your relationship and sit and back up to that point and tell that spouse, we either got to fix this or we can't move forward.
That's right.
We either got to work our businesses, practice the principles, or we can't move forward. As they say, S-H-I-T or get off the pot. One of the two. You have to do one or the two because you can't sit there and do nothing. So, man, I can go for another hour, but, you know, our time is up. Our time is up, ladies and gentlemen. You know, man, it's been awesome. It's been an honor and a blessing being on this line with you guys. You know, Pam, say goodbye to everybody before we chime out of the grind.
Yes, I just want to say goodbye to each and every one of you. You know, it's always a pleasure to jump on and just share from the heart. Partnerships, the promise of partnership is everything. You got to take it from that relationship to that partnership level of thinking, and that's when God will continue to bless you abundantly, give you the abundance, and truly help you to get to the vision that you have. So, hey, go out and make it a great day.
As they say, whoop, there it is, guys. Move forward, not backwards. There's nothing behind you worth seeing.
Get in alignment.
Right? Get in alignment. Think outside the box. If it is to be, it's up to me. All right?
Absolutely.
It's your season, guys. Go get it.
This is my season to reap what I have. what you say. What you say? God is leaning in my direction. Some prophesy, I said he's leaning. In whose direction?
In my direction.
Come on, you waiting on me to say it. You got to say it, say it.
He's leaning
in my direction.
In my direction.
Cause this is my seed for grace. For favor, yeah. This is my seed. Come on, y'all. Will you raise your hand and say, I've got a seed in the ground? Come on, open your mouth and say, I've got a seed in the ground. And I don't care what your circumstance says, it's already getting better.